Hi, this is Dale Buchanan, the host of Puppy Talk Podcast. Before we get started today, I wanted to let you know of my new book, The Complete Puppy Training Manual. It's available on Amazon in four formats: Kindle ebook, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. You can find it on Amazon right now. It's called The Complete Puppy Training Manual, and I will put a link in the show notes of this episode. I'm Dale Buchanan, and this is Puppy Talk, the podcast that offers free advice and tips for raising a happy, healthy, and obedient puppy. For more information on this podcast, visit us online at puppytalkpodcast.com. Welcome to Puppy Talk episode number 91. I'm your host, Dale Buchanan. In this episode, I want to discuss if your puppy is out of control and stressing you out and what to do about it. I'm getting calls and emails from many new puppy owners, frustrated with the new puppies they have had only for a few weeks. Most of these puppies come from shelters or, believe it or not, Craigslist, and were adopted between 5 and 6 weeks old, which is too early. You should be getting a puppy between 8 and 10 weeks old, and this is what's going to happen when you go to a reputable breeder. They're going to do certain things once the puppy gets born. They open their eyes at 3 weeks. They start playing with the litter mates. They start getting corrected by the mother and the litter mates for play biting too hard and inappropriate behavior. And then they are desensitized to distractions and sounds and sights and have met other people and seen other dogs. And then at the appropriate age of 8 to 10 weeks, they're given to the new puppy owner. Either way, there are things you can do to help the situation when you get a puppy that seems out of control. There is a lot to dive into here, so this podcast will be longer than usual. One thing I want to mention is that you must put the work in yourself to raise a puppy successfully. A dog trainer cannot fix all of the dog's issues and strengthen your relationship with the dog. Dog trainers give advice and suggestions and help educate you on how to solve problems. You have to do the work. You have to put in the time with your dog. Don't rely on the dog trainer to do everything for you. Every successful client I have had puts in the work and does the daily assignments I give them. The unsuccessful clients look for a magic bullet and don't follow through with the basic principles and training exercises that are given to them on a daily basis. Raising a puppy is not easy. There are no shortcuts. Here are some questions to ask yourself once you get a puppy and you find that you may be in over your head. Number one, why did you get a puppy? Was it to have a companion? Maybe you like animals. Maybe you've had dogs in the past and you love dogs. There are many reasons to get a puppy, and just note why you actually got a puppy right now. Number two, what do you expect from your puppy? Do you expect them to learn everything overnight, to walk properly on a leash immediately, to not play bite you, to not pee and potty in the house, to not start chewing things up, to know English? If these are your expectations from the puppy, you need to do a reset and go back inside yourself and understand that the puppy is very young. It doesn't know anything when it comes to you. It's up to you to lead and guide that puppy and to start teaching it what you want it to learn. Number three, is it the right puppy for you? Don't feel bad if you think you've got the wrong puppy to fit your needs. If you've got a herding breed and they're always nipping at your ankles and they want to control space, you need to understand that genetically, that's what herding breeds are going to do. If you've got a dog that is a retriever going after squirrels and birds in the yard, that's what they are going to do. You have to set your expectations properly depending on the breed of the puppy. In 2008, when I lived in Florence, Alabama, and I started dog training, I got a puppy that was supposed to be a lab mix, and it ended up being some type of rat terrier. How they got that wrong, I have no idea. At 6 months old, when I moved to Florida, I left that puppy with the dog trainer that I hired to teach her and Spalding, the dog I had for 12 years, how to have proper house manners and leash manners and things like that. This is how I got into dog training. I surrendered that dog to the trainer and she found it a great home. Sometimes a dog is not a good fit for you. I can't tell you what to do in that situation, whether you need to rehome it and find a different dog, but I have seen it happen quite frequently in the last couple of years where dogs just aren't the right fit for the humans and you're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. It just doesn't work. Number four, do you have the time to train your puppy? This is really important to ask yourself because you're going to need to put in a lot of time to raise and train that puppy, just like you would with children. Or if you owned a business and you had to train employees, you must have the same attitude when raising a puppy. If you don't have the time to put in, it's not a good idea to have a puppy because all you're doing is you're setting them up for failure. And that's not what the puppy wants or deserves. If you decide to hire a dog trainer and you want results, you must follow everything the trainer tells you, such as precisely what to teach your dog and when, how much sleep the dog needs, how to socialize your puppy, how to start leash training them. If you don't follow the principles, you won't get the results. Things you can do right now if your puppy is out of control. 1. Check your emotions. Let go of all stress, anxiety, fear, and worry. This is very important because every time you have these emotions and you're interacting with your puppy, they can pick up on it and they don't like it. 2. Don't get frustrated with your puppy, no matter what. If they have 3 potty accidents in the house during the day, it's not their fault. Their space needs to be managed and they need to be taken outside more. Don't get frustrated with the puppy when they haven't learned what you want them to do. It takes time. It takes patience. Try not to get frustrated. 3. Set the puppy up for success. This is your only job as the puppy owner. Set them up for success. Focus on what you want the puppy to learn and do. Don't focus on the puppy's unwanted behaviors and how to stop those behaviors or how to fix those behaviors. Your puppy is not an appliance, a circuit board in your washing machine where you can just take it out and put a new one in. This is a living creature and you're dealing with behavior and emotions and you have to work with this puppy on that level. You have to be patient. 4, manage expectations. Like I just said, you have to be patient and don't expect your puppy to learn everything overnight. Think about this for a second. It takes a human 17 years of schooling to be ready for the real world. They go to elementary school and then middle school, then high school and college before they are expected to know how to live life on their own. However, people expect their new puppies to learn everything in a week. This is unrealistic. Give the puppy a chance. And I keep saying this again, but be patient. By the way, all of the information I'm sharing so far is in my book, The Complete Puppy Training Manual. It's available on Amazon in paperback, hardcover, Kindle ebook, and audiobook. I'll put a link in the show notes. The next thing you can do for an out-of-control puppy is to make sure you're meeting the needs of that puppy. This list will go in order of importance, starting with exercise. Walking on a loose leash 5 to 8 times a day for 5 to 10 minutes each. This seems like a lot, but it's not because they need a lot of potty breaks. And every time they have a potty break, it's a 5-minute training session for you to put the leash on, have them wait at the door, have them go outside calmly, go potty, and do a little bit of loose leash walking. It's very easy with a puppy. They need to be outside a lot. Also, they need to run off leash 2 or 3 times a week. If you have a backyard, this is great. If you don't have a backyard, you have to wait until they have all their shots where you can take them somewhere else and they can run off leash a couple times a week. The next thing that your puppy needs is plenty of mental stimulation in the form of obedience training. You should be doing 15 to 30 minutes a day. You can break it up into 5 or 10 minute sessions, but you need to do somewhere between 15 and 30 minutes a day, depending on the age of your puppy. You want to integrate mental stimulation into the walk as well. Because remember, when you're with that puppy and you're interacting with them, you're effectively always training them. So the walk is a great time to train them and also set up time to do some basic obedience foundational training such as sit, down, stay, bed, leave it, drop it, and so forth. The next thing your puppy's going to need is socialization. This is primarily going to happen after they've had their rabies vaccine and all of their boosters. You need to have your puppy socialize with other dogs, at daycare or dog park at least 2 or 3 times a week. Also, you want to bring your puppy around a lot of people in different environments. I take puppies on field trips to Home Depot, Lowe's, Tractor Supply, Hobby Lobby, Michaels, pet stores, and so forth. The puppy needs a lot of socialization, and it's up to you to provide that for them. They can't sit at home all the time and learn everything. The next thing your puppy's going to need is plenty of enrichment. This is where things like Kongs, licky mats, target training, nose work, agility training, and even car rides come into play. I include these in my basic puppy obedience program, and this is a necessity for all puppies to have in their life. Next on the list is playtime. You want to get a ball or a frisbee and have them play fetch, or something with a rope and play tug or something like that. It has to be something fun for them, but you can also add in the discipline and obedience with the playtime. Throw the ball when they bring it back, have them drop it. Pick up the ball, make them sit and wait, and then throw the ball again. That's great play, mental stimulation, enrichment, discipline, and obedience all wrapped up in one. At the bottom of the list of what the puppy needs, believe it or not, is affection. We want to use affection as a life reward. That means at the end of the day, when they've had a great day, you give them some belly rubs and you cuddle with them when they are calm. And remember, the affection is not for the dog, it's for the owners. Puppies and dogs do not care about affection and being touched all the time. It's the owners that get the joy out of that. Do not substitute affection for all of the other things on this list, such as exercise, mental stimulation, and socialization. The last thing that your puppy is going to absolutely need is a structured morning routine. When you wake up, take them out for a walk, a potty break, bring them back in, give them some food. After that, a few minutes of training, a little bit of playtime, take them back out again before they go in their crate. And then they've got a structured morning routine. When it comes to working with puppies' unwanted behaviors, such as jumping, play biting, barking, and chewing, you need a different approach. Behavior modification is not the same as obedience training. Dog obedience training teaches sit, down, stay, and come. Behavior modification changes the dog's association with triggers and stimuli that make them behave inappropriately. For behavior modification and finding out why your puppy's doing things that you don't want, I suggest you follow the LEGS model, which means learned, environmental, genetics, and self. This is a behavior modification program that was created by Kim Brophy, and it's outlined in her book, Meet Your Dog. She was on my podcast 3 years ago, and I will put a link to her book in the show notes. The first one on the list, learned, you need to understand how dogs learn to help identify effective ways to teach them new behaviors. Like humans, dogs are always learning, and not just in training sessions. Through learning, all animals learn to adapt to new situations. The E, which is for environmental, the environment is everything an animal interacts with, and we humans can control it to promote a safe environment for our dogs. Examining and adjusting environmental factors helps promote positive behavior from your dog. The G is for genetics. Recognizing the unique characteristics of your dog's breed reveals your dog's natural instincts. Each breed has its own set of genetic instructions that affect its behavior, such as herding instincts or protective tendencies. The S is for self. Understanding your dog's unique personality is crucial for successful mediation between you and your dog. Age, gender, nutrition, health status, and reproductive status all contribute to developing an animal's distinct character and behavior. This is a lot of information to take in for this 15-minute podcast, and I understand that. I encourage you to listen to it several times and check out the links in the show notes for further education on the topics that I'm discussing here. In review, there are no shortcuts to raising a puppy. It can be stressful at times. They may seem out of control at times. It's for you to keep it together and make sure that you stay centered, grounded, and balanced, and work on raising your puppy so they have a great life for the next 12 to 14 years. If you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to me through the website, puppytalkpodcast.com. Have a great day. This is Dale Buchanan, host of Puppy Talk Podcast. I have an announcement of a new book that I just published called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback, soon to be available on audiobook. You can find out all the details of this book using the link in the show notes. It's called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's a comprehensive book with a simple and effective way to help potty train your puppy. And it really works. Check out the link in the show notes.